Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The Russian government has suspended its participation in the Black Sea Grain Initiative, endangering food supplies around the world. The Black Sea Grain Initiative, brokered by the United Nations, facilitated the shipping of grain from three key Ukrainian ports. Representatives from Ukraine, Russia, the UN, and Turkey signed the agreement in July. The agreement, which is set to renew in November, has helped address the growing food crisis around the world. The first ship departed Ukraine's port of Odessa on August 1st, carrying more than 26,000 metric tons of corn. Since then, nearly 400 ships have exported 9.2 million metric tons of corn, wheat, sunflower products, barley, rapeseed, and soy under the agreement. Ukraine is a top producer and exporter of sunflower meal, oil, and seed, according to the United States Department of Agriculture. Ukraine is also the world's seventh largest wheat grower. The United States, said Secretary Blinken, regrets Russia's suspension of its participation in the operations of the UN-brokered Black Sea Grain Initiative. He urged all parties to keep this essential, life-saving initiative functioning. The initiative has been successful in getting desperately needed food flowing from Ukraine's Black Sea ports to world markets, said U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Linda Thomas-Greenfield. It has helped lower food prices globally and ensure wheat purchased by the World Food Program reaches vulnerable people in Yemen, Ethiopia, Afghanistan, and Somalia. Any act by Russia to disrupt these critical grain exports is essentially a statement that people and families around the world should pay more for food or go hungry, said Secretary Blinken. In suspending this arrangement, Russia is again weaponizing food in the war it started, directly impacting low- and middle-income countries and global food prices, and exacerbating already dire humanitarian crises and food insecurity. We urge the government of Russia to resume its participation in the initiative, declared Secretary Blinken, fully comply with the arrangement, and work to ensure that people around the world continue to be able to receive life-saving food.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.